Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to the very first The 80% Express episode. The 80% Express are special short episodes where I share a financial concept or answer a question sent by a listener. Today, we'll be learning about the concept of loss aversion. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! What is loss aversion? Loss aversion is a cognitive bias that describes the tendency for people to feel the pain of losses more intensely than the pleasure of gains. In other words, we tend to be more sensitive to losses than we are to gains of the same magnitude. And this can lead us to make decisions that are overly cautious or risk-averse, which can negatively impact our ability to achieve our financial goals. To better understand how loss aversion works, let's consider a simple example. Imagine that you have a choice between two scenarios. Scenario A, we'll flip a coin and if you win, I'll give you 1,000 pesos, but if you lose, you get nothing. Scenario B, I give you 1,000 pesos and then we'll flip a coin. If you win, you keep the 1,000 pesos, but if you lose, you give back the 1,000 pesos to me. You can pause this podcast for a while if you want to think about your answer. Again, these are the two scenarios. Scenario A, we'll flip a coin. If you win, I'll give you 1,000 pesos, but if you lose, you get nothing. Scenario B, I give you 1,000 pesos and then we'll flip a coin. If you win, you keep the 1,000 pesos, but if you lose, you give back the 1,000 pesos to me. Pause here now if you want time to think about your answer. Most people would choose scenario A, even though the end result and probabilities of both scenarios are the same. This is because in scenario B, the pain of giving me back the 1,000 pesos feels painful. Hawak mo na pero nawala pa. So you'd rather choose scenario A where if you lose, nothing happens. Loss aversion is a common reason why people don't invest. They are afraid of losing money even if the risk is manageable and the potential reward is greater. Now that we understand what loss aversion is and how it works, let's talk about some strategies for dealing with it. Number 1. Set clear goals and stick to a plan. One of the best ways to overcome loss aversion is to have a clear set of goals and a plan for achieving them. This can help you stay focused on the big picture and avoid making impulsive decisions based on short-term losses. Number 2. Diversify your investments. Diversification can help reduce the impact of individual losses on your overall portfolio. By spreading your investments across a variety of asset classes and sectors, you can minimize the impact of any single loss. Number 3. Take a long-term view. Loss aversion can cause us to focus too much on short-term losses and miss out on long-term gains. By taking a long-term view and focusing on the overall trend of your investments, you can avoid making decisions based on short-term fluctuations. And number 4, focus on the upside. Finally, it's important to remember that investing involves risks, but it also involves the potential for significant gains. By focusing on the potential upside of your investments, you can help counteract the negative impact of loss aversion. Loss aversion is a common psychological bias that can negatively impact our ability to make sound investment decisions. By understanding what loss aversion is, how it works, and how to deal with it, we can become better investors and achieve our financial goals. Remember to set clear goals, diversify your investments, take a long-term view, and focus on the potential upside. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, and share it to your friends. That's it. Hope to have you here again next time. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.